From gaming reviews and industry news to nonsensical humor and mayhem, the usual suspects, your hosts, Kaiba, Jay Zippo, and Silky Smooth. This is The Second Review.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of The Second Review. I'm your host, Kaiba. Over there, fiddling with his phone, Jay Zippo.
You're lucky I'm not fiddling with anything else.
Well, you have nothing else.
You wouldn't be able to fit in the room.
What? Yeah, your inflated ego?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Really? We're going to start with old sounds?
Yeah. Old? That's Chewbacca. Chewbacca's never old.
Actually, he is old, according to Star Wars.
That's probably right.
He's like 300 years old.
He is a shitless one.
Anyways, so, the Silky Smooth.
I don't think he poops.
Hi. Coming in strong already, I see.
I don't think he poops.
I don't think he does poop.
Where does it go then? How does he remove all the waste in his body then?
I don't know.
If everything in the universe poops, how can only one species not poop?
I don't know.
That's impossible. You know what? Get
That's not what I thought it was.
You're an idiot.
You know what? We got a tweet at Neil deGrasse Tyson. He can answer that question for us.
Right. I'm just guessing because he's full of hair, and it would take him a year to wipe
his ass. I think we talked about this. They probably poop in like a river, and then they just wash their ass in the river.
Yeah, but they're in a spaceship all the time. How are they pooping in a river if they're on a spaceship? There's no way.
I'm not talking about on the spaceship. I'm talking about on the freaking planet.
I mean, if they're like Star Trek, and then go just the holodeck, and then take a dump. Oh, man. Imagine someone coming in after that and just finding a big pile of crap in the middle of the holodeck.
What do you think? Whoa. He'd have like a big roll of like logs, like news.
Yes.
And his arms just walking through.
Imagine Deanna Troi. Oh, dear. There's poop in there again.
Oh, that Chewbacca.
That was perfect. That was just like her.
Gee, I wonder.
Don't shake your head.
But anyways, on today's episode, we're going to talk about 16 types of video games.
Yes.
Different types out there. We're going to get a little...
17.
17? There's a 17th?
Yeah, there's a 17th.
It's like the mysterious third hole. Never mind. Anyways, also, we're going to have...
What is going on? Dude, you got to take it.
Go on.
I don't even know. What the... Did you just like snort crack before you walked in here?
Hole. Third hole.
Oh, I'm not having this conversation with you right now. Anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about Far Cry 5, and we're going to give a two-minute review on that one.
You're never going to make 2 minutes.
I'll make 2 minutes. I'll figure it out.
I'm putting out 2 minutes, 18 seconds. That's what it's going to be.
2 minutes, 18 seconds. Are we going to put bets on this shit?
All right,
what's the stakes?
I'm going over.
So you're going to say 2 minutes and 30 seconds?
Well, 2 minutes and 19.
Oh, shit. He's fucking pulling a Price is Right shit on you, dude.
Yeah, but it was under with your mom.
What?
Anyways.
So what's the stakes? What are the stakes now in the bet?
Crack is whack.
So. Okay, that was more appropriate.
All right, thank you.
But what are the stakes? I want no stakes.
There's no stakes.
Why?
Because.
Well, first off,
because you can
you
guide
put
it
a
any
bet
you
right
to.
Down.
Yeah, you can. This is not really fair either way because one person can manipulate the other.
Exactly. I can ask a question in the middle of it.
No,
or
you
can
ask
a question
in the middle of it.
Right, he can. And
you
got
to go
totally...
right for the review, and then you can ask your questions after. That's
yeah,
the whole point.
He might still
of it.
Do that, and anyways, then the whole thing's skewed.
The other thing is, we're going to talk about a follow up story we talked about almost 2 years ago.
Mm.
And this is something that a lot of people out there don't probably remember us talking about. We do. Because it was funny as hell. So we're going to, we got some news about this certain individual and a certain something and a something other. And then we're going to finish up with the news.
The nudes.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. Let's talk about these game.
Okay.
Types of games. Let's go. Wrap them off.
All right. Okay. So I found an article today, yesterday.
You being
about
smart.
The 16 different types of video games. I added one. There's a 17th. So I'm just going to kind of rapid fire. You guys kind of stop me if you want to speak at me.
You found it, huh?
The speak
yeah, I did.
At you.
It was on my Google Pixel. Mm. That's a true story. Mm-hmm. So the very first one is going to be the mainstay. That's going to be your your main game, the game you play every week, if not every day.
Okay.
Then you have the time waster. And like the mainstay for me would be Fallout 4. Mm-hmm. The time waster would be kind of like a goat simulator, where I play a lot with my nephew, and we have a ton of fun with it. It's just mindless fun. It's just wasting time. The fave, which is not necessarily you play a lot, but you always look fondly on, that would be Skyrim for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't play it a lot because I don't have it on my computer right now. You have the Traveler. That's going to be more along the lines of your phone and or Switch or something like that, whatever your favorite game.
And now these don't like have a game legitimate, like, these are legitimate types of games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not like sitting here going, this is crap people made up. This is actually like documented, legitimate.
Sure. Then there's...
there goes legitimacy right out the window.
Because if it's not legitimate, then it was Nick who found this. The Socialite.
Wow.
The Socialite, and that's going to be the online game where you're not necessarily playing the game as much as you're just kind of hanging out with your buds.
Okay.
Then there's Socialite Local, and that's where you're kind of hanging out with your buds in the same room together.
So kind of like a LAN party or...
Yeah, or something like that. Or split screen or what was that, 007?
That was split screen.
GoldenEye. Yeah, that was awesome. The Newsmaker. That's a game that you kind of like, you hear a lot about. You end up kind of going to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Andromeda would be an example just for the fact it wasn't good, but it was in the news everywhere because it sucked balls.
Well, you could also throw out a bunch of other games, but okay.
The Spectator Sport. Who speaks for itself, pretty much, sit around watching someone play Madden. I do that all the time. The Ego Boost, that's going to be the ones where it's more of a button masher where you know you're good at. You go into there and you play other players.
Smash
and,
Brothers.
Yep, exactly. In fact, that was in there, yep.
Really? I didn't know.
The Podcaster. And that just says Jay
Zippo. So would that be like, oh yeah, it really says that?
It just says Jay Zippo.
sounds like these articles were heavily edited before coming into the show here.
No, it's raw.
Raw data.
Raw, like I was with your mom. The Bad Habit. And that would probably be Fallout 4 for me.
The Bad Habit?
Because I just can't stop playing it.
Is that really what the Bad Habit is?
Yeah, so it's the games you just can't stop playing. And for whatever reason, you just become addicted. And even though you know you should be playing other games, you keep playing that game.
But, so could that be used for like pretty much everybody out there that's streaming right now?
Not necessarily. I mean, if they stream the same thing over and over again, yes.
Okay.
But if, like, I know you, Kyle, you play a different game all the time. Every time you're like, oh, I just play this game. I play this game. You don't even ask me anymore. No. Like, oh, Fallout 4 or Breath of the Wild.
Well, especially when Starfield gets announced, we'll know what you're playing after that.
Ooh, yeah, exactly. The Guilty Pleasure. Mm-hmm, yes. It's the ones that are not really that good, but, you know.
That was a really bad Vincent Price right there.
That was Vincent Price?
Sounded like it a little bit.
That was just indigestion.
I wouldn't say that was.
It's a little bit.
The Palate Cleanser. That's what I'm not too sure about. What? Sometimes you want you want an interesting game to serve as a change of pace from the time wasters and mainstays in your life. So the Palate Cleanser would be something that would be an in-between your mainstay games.
Okay.
The Second Job. Oh, that's my hand. 15, The Mountaintop.
What?
Occasionally you want a challenge. So I think that's a game where a Dark Souls.
Okay.
Okay. That you like, okay, I want something that's really going to challenge me.
Okay.
I don't like mountaintops because I want to enjoy a game. I don't want to be fucking frustrated with it and throw the controller across the room.
Okay.
And then the 16th one is the Maybe Someday. And that is everybody who has a fucking Steam account that has 72 games. Actually, I don't. I have 60 games sitting in there and I play 4.
Well, that's just because you're weird.
Probably, yes. But probably those 60 games that are sitting in there, I paid maybe $120 for all of them because it's a Steam account. Mm-hmm. Game is $120. Steam sale, it's 5 cents. Woo, I'm going to get that. I'm going to play it. And I don't play it. And then the 17th, the mysterious one.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure you can guess what it is. Titties! But games like, with titties.
Games with titties.
And ass.
But that's every game.
Not really.
Like, everything on that list right there is literally like intertwined into every other version.
I know.
Who came up with this list?
Nick.
Did you really come up with this list? Because I would, I mean, honest to God, that would be like the pimp slap of doom to you for coming up with this list.
Yeah, but see, the titty games are important.
He came up with that titty thing.
I know he came up with the titty thing.
No, I didn't come up with. I didn't come up with the list, but I found the list.
So, anyways, titties are important because they will sustain a baby's life, also give great enjoyment to men everywhere, and they're fun to fondle, lick.
So let's see here.
And you can even
Is this like one of those quizzes where if you get like, if you guess like 4 out of 10, you're like considered like an addict or some shit? All right. Because I can see here, the mainstay, the time waster, the fave, the traveler. Let's see here.
I would have went through like what games I thought would be that, but we just I don't want to waste too much time on that.
The guilty pleasure.
And I wanted to talk about titties.
The second job. I would consider you part of the mountaintop too.
I don't like mountaintop.
The second job was World of Warcraft for me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I totally see that.
That was my. Oh, that was Star Trek Online for me for a long time. No, I'd say the second job is you. And then, then maybe someday.
Do you like the information under number 17?
Yeah, there's nothing.
It just says titties.
It really does. Look at that, YouTube. Really, it does say fucking titties right there. This is ridiculous.
It's Fallout 4. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't know if I'd play it nearly as much if I didn't have titty mods in it. Now, mind you, there's lots of mods that have, I probably have an additional like 200 different weapons, all different armors and stuff, and that's awesome. But if I didn't have the big tits and the tight outfits, I don't know if I'd still be playing it. Because I figure if I'm going to be looking at a character for an extended period of time, I don't want to be looking at a dude. I want to be looking at a chick.
Chicks, man.
Chicks dig me on the internet, interwebs.
Chicks, man.
I got a face for the interwebs.
Okay,
I just think it's the opposite, is that you want to play a girl because you want to be a girl.
Ooh.
That's the full tilt argument right there. Stink finger.
You could have a permanent stink finger now, you dummy.
I wash my balls.
Oh.
Stink finger is not your fucking, the vagina, you
idiot. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It's your pooper.
Yeah.
It's not my pooper.
It's right.
Oh my God!
No, stink finger is a vagina.
It's the prostate.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's the prostate exam, dude.
Even a game. There's like a video on it, and the girl's like, "Oh, I'll give you the stink finger," and she like grabbed her crotch.
That's because she was probably freaking like a trailer park homeless bitch, but the stink finger is your ass.
I mean, I can understand how it could be, but. It's also I always assumed it was the vagina.
Anyway, you're 9 out of 17. You're 10 out of 17 on the list.
Right.
So I consider you a hardcore addict right now.
So the online slang dictionary says a finger that has been recently inserted into an anus or a vagina. I still think, when I think stink finger, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Unless it's like, you know, trailer park homeless bitch.
A permanent fish finger. How's that? And I don't rub fish between my butt cheeks either, so that doesn't work. That's a great lead-in to Far Cry 5.
Oh, yeah. So we should do the 2-minute review of Far Cry 5. You got the time ready to go.
Yeah.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
Timer. All clock. Right. Timer. And we have
12 minutes.
All right. Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Okay. 3, 2, do it. Okay, so... Basically, anybody's ever played a Far Cry 5 game, it's an open world exploring video game that you can play. This time around, I can't see the clock.
Oh, come on, keep going.
Oh my God. All right, this time you're actually coming back to home and you're actually going into the fictional area of Hope County, Montana, where you're actually going after a cult. Now, this guy, his name is Joseph Seed, and he is literally the fuck out there. What he actually ended up doing, he took over Hope County and split it three ways. With all three of his family members. And basically, you are a deputy that actually goes in to Hope County to actually try to arrest him when everything goes sideways. Now, in the story, the game is completely open world. Did it actually stop?
No, go. It's going.
Okay. It's completely open world. You can do whatever the hell you feel like doing. You can play any mission you want, which is actually really nice. However, the big issue with that one is obviously you could get lost. But the developers actually did a really cool thing. They put a lot of side missions, a lot of miscellaneous tasks in there to keep you on target. Okay. So for that, I gave the story a 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, damn.
Graphics. Everybody knows that Far Cry has always tried to push the envelope. And ever since their inception of Far Cry Predator, they've always constantly kept adding and adding and adding. This game, beautiful.
It looks gorgeous.
It looks gorgeous. And if you're playing on a PS4 Pro or you're playing on a Xbox One X, very good. 9.9 out of 10. Gameplay, come on. It's Far Cry. It's so fucking good. Everything feels good, looks good, feels unique. Cars feel unique. Guns feel unique. For that, I give it a 9 out of 10. For a final score, 9.2 out of 10. And I got
17 seconds left. We were both wrong.
Actually, no, I was kind of fucking running through that as quickly as I could. So but anyways, no, just really to be Far Cry 5 is just a gorgeous looking game. This game looks good. It plays good. The story is captivating. It's just overall a great time.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
stay tuned for your local news.
Or local nudes from
Nikki.
Ooh.
Is it my turn?
Unless you don't want to talk about Far Cry 5.
I mean, I've never played any of the Far Cry, so I wouldn't know where to begin to talk about it.
Well, nothing is linear. None of them.
He just does stuff.
I know.
No, Far Cry has never been really like, you know, like, say, God of War, where everything is in a linear story. Far Cry is just an open world. Do what you want. Play what you want. And I know we talked about like going back into the season pass when we're talking about the DLC, and you know it's just this game's just going to keep getting better and better and better. And I don't know. I
like the AI in it. I've watched a bunch of gameplay of it, and I'm finding that the AI is not revolving around you.
Mm-hmm.
It just knows its environment and does it. Where a lot of the AIs of other games. Yeah. If you're not in there, they just like pretty much stand still, do nothing. This seems to be very active.
I think this might actually make you want to look at it, maybe renting it at least, is that the developers of the game actually did that exact point. They didn't want to make a game where everything is already set in stone. They decided to take the time and take the headaches with creating a procedurally generating world. Where, the other day, I was actually just playing, the other night, getting some gameplay footage, and I was talking to a hunter. You run into hunters randomly throughout the game. And the minute I turned my back to her and started walking away, a mountain lion came out of nowhere and killed her. And then ran off.
Did you loot her body?
Oh, yeah. I stole her shit. She's dead. What does she need it for? Need it. I got to wage war against the freaking crazy family. But yeah, but the nice thing also is that the game lets you play the way you want. So if you want to do a couple missions over in one area, head over to another area, do some missions over there, head up into the other area, do some missions, and just keep rotating around. Or like I did, cleared out one section, move on to the next one. So, I mean, it's just such a great game. I can't believe.
It's on PC, isn't it?
It's on PC, PS4, and Xbox.
Gotcha. I really need to swap out my hard drive because I have zero space.
Well, you know what? You got to get rid of all that midget porn, man.
Porn would just be small. Ah, Nick, come on. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was, actually. Not even mad. I'm impressed. Yeah.
All right. I think that might be a podcast first.
Are we going to talk about a pool man?
Yes. Yeah. Let's get right into him.
Pool story. Well,
pool story. So let's kind of...
All right, so to preface this story, 2 years ago I brought up an article about this kid who was arrested multiple times for fucking pool toys out in the yard.
Oh, he found it!
And he
looks like a winner.
Has recently been fucking pool toys again. go ahead.
He was arraigned on December 7th, so I don't know exactly when it happened. They didn't tell us exactly what happened, but he got in trouble again with the
usually same. I mean, usually when you go to your arraignment,
It could be about, a while.
Yeah, it could be two, could be a month, you know, 2 weeks to a month between, you know, when you got arrested and charged and when you get your day in court.
Right, because the previous one, he was arrested when a witness observed him standing naked on Route 4 in Hamilton simulating sex with a pink pool flotation device. According to the police reports, the witness said he was in full view of nearby businesses and passing cars.
I mean,
I believe he does like the pink. That was the roses.
I think he likes the danger of it all.
Pool,
you know?
Toy. No, I just think he likes to fuck pool toys.
He's completely and utterly crazy.
I mean, he could do other things to be dangerous. He could just like jerk off in the middle of Target or something. But why pool
make
toys?
It dangerous just makes you perverted.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, man. I don't like to be interrupted when I'm smacking the meat, so I'm never going to do
that. Yeah, but that's usually only like 10 seconds, so I think you're fine.
My one buddy who's married, he had to get one out, and he went to the kitchen with the laptop and headphones.
Headphones?
And his wife caught him in the middle of the kitchen, naked, and whacking it. Lay on, like, you know, sitting on the floor. About to, you know.
What?
I don't know, man. When you're married, this life shouldn't be like this.
But he didn't deserve it until he got to the headphone part. You have to know your surroundings. When you know you're doing something like that, you have to know your surroundings.
True.
I don't know, but what is this, his fourth?
This latest is his fourth.
The fourth time this man's been arrested in...
Has it really been 2 years?
Yeah.
Yep, 2 years.
Just about 2 years. It was, I think, in June of 2016 when we...
Because he went to jail for, I think, 7 months, and he was on probation, yep. And then he just got caught doing something else that we don't know, and then got arraigned December 7th, and they didn't tell what his sentence was again. But if you're interested in it, tell this wonderful dude's name. What was the hell? Was it Terberta? I can't even. We'll have it. Toberta. Terberta.
You're close enough.
I don't remember his name being that ridiculous to say. But...
Edwin Terbertka, 35, of Hamilton, Ohio. Yeah.
Maybe it's Taborga.
Yeah, he was 2011, 2013, 2015, and just again in 2017. So it seems like he's got like a 2 year cycle.
All the pool toys.
See, just wait for like a seasonal markdown event. Exactly.
You get a point because it's always in the fall, I think. It's always in the fall. It's like, oh, I can get this pool toy for like 50 cents. I'm going to go fuck it on Highway 82. I don't know if there's a Highway 82 there or not.
There's no Highway 82 over there.
So that was our breaking news for the second review.
Yeah.
Edwin Taburka.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's kind of funny you really think about the story. And we've talked a lot of weird shit on this show. You know, going back to the, you know, what was it, the top 10 weirdest marriages?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that was funny. But this guy, I mean.
He's a special kind of strange.
Yeah, that's at that point where you have to be in, if you're the judge, you really have to see this man coming in for fucking pool toys. And rather be like, okay, dude, I'm going to throw you in jail for another 8 months because that seems not to. It's like, we're going to throw you in the funny farm where you can't get out.
That's what I think is probably going to happen, but they didn't say what was happening.
Speaking of follow-up stories.
Good lead-in.
The Nick and the Nudes. There, Pulp. Thank you. I tried.
Live from the news desk of the second review, I am Nick Stutzman. And here's the news. So Stan Lee, the legendary comic figure who has brought most, if not all, of Marvel's good iconic characters to life, has been in the news lately for reasons beyond his comics legacy. Over the last month, several reports about Lee's personal life have uncovered bizarre attempts to capitalize on the 95-year-old's fortunes, and a new twist in the tale makes the saga even stranger.
He's 95?
Yeah.
Damn.
In the wake of the Daily Beast reporting that Lee's finances have allegedly been drained in part by ongoing disputes with his former business partner associated with Hands of Respect, and a for-profit charitable organization that both Lee and his daughter JC were formerly involved with, this week's celebrity news site TMZ reported that the former business associate allegedly forged medical documents last October to instruct Lee's personal nurse to drain several vials of blood from Lee.
Does he have that much blood left?
That sounds like it coming right from his comics.
Yeah. originally, they reported that people close to Lee were concerned the blood itself was going to be sold off into the form of actual pens, containing it as an
ink substitute.
But an updated claim today from the site alleges that the blood has been used to stamp Lee's signature onto several recent Marvel comics, the Mighty Thor 700 and a variant cover of the Rise of the Black Panther number 1.
So that would just make it so much more valuable. That's... I don't even know where to go with that.
According to TMZ, the comics are being sold at the Las Vegas Marvel Avengers Station, an officially licensed exhibition and retail store based on Disney and Marvel Studio Avengers movies, currently operating at Treasure Island, Las Vegas. The site obtained a certificate of authenticity. Sorry.
Good job on that one.
Authenticity. Mm-hmm. Included with one of the stamped comics, retailing up for $500, claiming that the signature on the book has been hand-stamped with Stan Lee's solvent DNA ink.
What the
fuck?
That's...
Why not?
Wow.
This world is fucked up enough. Why not?
Yeah.
TLDR. When they reached out to Victory Hill Exhibitions, the Marvel Avengers Station parent company, their legal counsel responded with a succinct statement confirming that the comics have been previously sold at the location, but they no longer would be. The books have been removed from our shelves immediately.
Okay.
Amazon opens up about Echo Button games to developers. So Echo Buttons are the strange bits of hardware that come out of Amazon Labs in recent memory. Announced alongside the latest Echoes, the little light-up devices are designed to bring interactive gaming play to the Amazon Alexa Echo system.
Oh.
So the company's already announced a handful of compatible titles, and it goes that there's a list, and it's about to get longer. It opens up with a beta version of Gadget's Skill API for the hardware. Developers can platform to associate button presses with different skills and send light-up animation to the hardware. A previous version of the API led to the development of a number of experiences for the two for $20 peripherals, including a light-up playback of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, and Trivial Pursuit from Hasbro. Selections are nothing if not eclectic.
Huh.
Yep. They do have a Simon tap now, and Alexa will list a sequence of colors that players then match. The hardware works with the most of the Echo line, including the Echo Dot, Dot Show, Echo Plus, Plus, blah, blah, blah.
And I'll take all your personal information and send it to investors.
Well, you know.
That's a different story. PUBG creators finally decide a copycat game has gone too far and are filing suit. As expected, the massively popular online shooter PUBG, Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, has been followed by a wave of imitators, particularly on smartphones. But it has been unclear if and or when the game's creators would consider legal action against any of these copycats. In particular, a brief chest puffing incident involving the similar and hugely popular Fortnite Battle Royale came and went last year without incident. That changed on Monday with a lawsuit filed against NetEase, a Chinese game publisher with two very pub-like games on smartphones. The suit filed in the Northern California U.S. District by PUBG Core alleges both copyright and trademark violations by NetEase's mobile-only games Rules of Survival and Knives Out.
So if they win, will they get everything in yen? For Chinese women? Chinese women. They can get paid in Chinese women.
PUBG is asking for the court to award damages and to have NetEase blocked from operating either game any longer.
Has anybody been in the Google Play Store or like Apple
or Steam?
Or Steam? Like there are hundreds now.
Yeah, there's
shit ton. Wow.
Spyro the Dragon gets a remastered trilogy this fall. Earlier this year, rumors swirled.
Got a boner over this.
Swirled that, yeah, he's one from 6 to midnight. That Spyro the Dragon would be remastered in the time for the 20th anniversary of the franchise. The original Spyro charmed PlayStation gamers back in 1998 with its plucky title hero and fun dragon powers. Now a new generation of players will get a chance to enjoy the brand new versions of Spyro's first three games with both PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Activision officially announced Spyro Reignited Trilogy, which will include modernized takes on Spyro the Dragon, Spyro 2, and Spyro Year of the Dragon. Skylanders developer Toys for Bob is completely reimagining the games with noticeably improved graphics and cinematics. If you're happy to see Spyro again, you can thank Crash Bandicoot.
Mm-hmm.
The success of last year's Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy paved the way now for Spyro's comeback. It will, you can pre-order now, and it'll hit September 21st. And last but not least, online gaming could be stalled by net neutrality repeal, ESA tells court. Entertainment Software Association is fighting the FCC's net neutrality repeal in court. A video game industry lobby is joining the lawsuit that seeks to reinstate net neutrality rules in the U.S., saying that a net neutrality repeal could harm multiplayer online games that require robust internet connections. The ESA, Entertainment Software Association, yesterday filed a motion to leave to intervene so they could support the case against the FCC. Our good old buddy Ajit Pai at the Federal Communications Commission. The lawsuit filed by a mix of Democratic state attorney generals, tech companies such as Mozilla, and consumer advocacy groups seek to reverse the FCC's December 2017 vote to eliminate net neutrality rules. The ESA says members will be harmed by the repeal because the FCC's order permits ISPs to take actions that could jeopardize the fast, reliable, and low-latency connections that are critical to the video game industry.
Get them.
Get them.
Get them.
Get her done.
Wow.
The case right now is titled Mozilla Corp. versus the FCC in the United States of America.
Well, Mozilla needs to, like, get on their fucking browser because it's fucking shite.
All right. That's it.
We're good?
That's it.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. Well,
I got to look up 6tomidnight.com. I wonder if that's available.
God. All right, anyways. Well, for Jay Zippo's...
Why did you grab my shit?
Because I'm showing the camera.
Oh, okay.
Can I show the camera shit?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Anyways, for Jay Zippo's...
It's real, camera.
It's a real document, guys.
Show them the number 17. It's the best one.
That's the number 17?
Right there. You see that shit? Probably not because it's not autofocus.
Anyways, for 17 types of games, if you register 10 or more on this, you're considered insane.
Don't look at me.
I don't think that that's true.
Crazy. Weird. Basement dwellers. No. Anyways, for Far Cry 5, great game. If you agree with our review, yay. If you don't, okay. For Edwin Torbakta? Anyways, dude, I really hope they throw you in a mental hospital because it sounds like you really need fucking help.
Especially
if you're on a every two-year kick.
That's why I think he's gone, because I don't think they're not mentioning anything.
Like, you think he's finally reached the funny farm?
Yeah.
So. Do you think they put him in a padded room?
Probably not. He'd probably fuck it.
For Jay Zippo.
JayZippo.com.
It's looking smooth.
Hi.
I am Kaiwa. Catch on the web, secondreview.com. That's the number 2ND. Also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Jay's mom, and...
Tattoo on her ass.
Ooh. We'll catch you all on the flip side.